Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Reason to Smile, today. And I have a couple of guest appearances and co-hosts with me. Today is Thanksgiving 2021. And in the spirit of family and thankfulness, I wanted to invite my family on the podcast and talk a little bit about family and brothers and sisters and all that good stuff. So, podcast has been on a couple of different topics, mostly around infertility and Darren and I's fertility journey. But as I told you, we would go over more than just that. And one of the most important things to me is my family. I come from a big family. I'm the oldest of six. And I've invited all of them today to join us. I have four of the five siblings here with me today and one by phone. So I'll just go around if you guys want to introduce yourselves. And just say, I'll start with me, and just say your number and the sibling order, and anything else you want to say. So I am Reason to Smile today. You guys don't have to use your real names if you don't want to, up to you. I am the eldest. I am the oldest of six.
Go ahead, Jamie, you're next.
I'm Ozias and Jabari's father, and I'm the second of six.
I'm Katie. I don't have a handle. Well, I have an Instagram handle, just me, Katie B. And I am the third of the six.
And I'm Nikki. I am the fourth of the six.
And I'm Vicky. I am five of the six. And thanks for having us, Jen.
Name's Dave. Some call me Horse. Some call me Davey. 66, best and last, you know the deal, let's do it.
America.
So one of the cool things about fourth and fifth is that they're actually fraternal twins, so 10 minutes apart, so Nikki and Vicky is pretty cool. So I first want to thank you guys, cheers, mazel tov, to joining me. I know some cheers. Of you guys weren't the most comfortable with getting on the podcast.
Cheers.
But because you love me, you got on it, and I appreciate that, and I love you guys. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about family. Being from a large family, people always think we're a little different because most people don't have six kids nowadays. And I can honestly say growing up, I didn't know what a blessing having so many siblings was. When I was younger, I, for about 3 years, was the only child in the apple of everyone's eyes. And I was a little bit jealous every time one of you guys were born because I had to share the spotlight with another. I just kind of envied only children and people who had smaller families, especially coming from a family that had limited means and didn't have much. It felt like, oh, you know, only children and people with one or two were like spoiled and had everything they wanted. And so I kind of was envious of that life. And then as I got older, I really began to understand what a blessing having a sibling is. And as I got older, we got closer because I am the closest to in age to number two, and we're still 4 years apart. So from a lot of you guys, I'm much older. So I always felt like I had to be like, you know, mommy junior or something, and help take care of you guys and do all of that. So I wasn't able to form those friendships. So it wasn't until I was older that I got to form those friendships. And that's when I truly began to appreciate you guys. And then obviously, having lost both mommy and daddy, it's such a blessing to be able to count on other people during such a hard time, mm-hmm. and not have to experience that by yourself. So I can only imagine people who do have to go through that by themselves. So that was kind of my experience from how I felt about siblings. Like, what did you guys think growing up?
I would agree with you, honestly. Well, being a twin, I feel like we fought a lot because you were twins. I know. It's just hard growing up, I think, in a family of five other kids that have different personalities. And I would say even in our family, I was envious of some siblings. Like, you were older, so you got to leave earlier. Katie, you were daddy's favorite. So you're the name one that met. So I was envious in our own family. But I do agree, we are a lot closer the older we get. The common loss, the common life experiences, good, bad, and the ugly, I think bonds you. And I'm grateful for that.
I always appreciated having a lot of siblings. I know you said you really didn't appreciate it, but I always did. From the youngest that I can remember to now, I enjoyed having a lot of siblings. I feel like I was close with everyone. No matter the age, Jenny, you were much older, but I feel like we were close. And then it got to a point where I almost looked at you as a mother figure. And David, you were the youngest, and we were far in age too, but I always feel like we were close too. You were my baby, my mm-hmm. first baby. Me and Jamie were definitely close. That was my best friend growing up. And then me, Nikki, and Vicky were only a year and a half. And we were always close. I always enjoyed it. I never went through a period where I didn't appreciate it or I didn't necessarily like it.
For me, especially sharing a room with your three sisters, yeah. I was, you know, one room with three, four girls. That was rough growing up. And then being a twin with Rami names, Nikki and Vicky, it wasn't until we went to different high schools that you have a twin? Like, we had our own identities, but right. for so long, it felt like we never got to go to Mama and Pop. I remember I was envious because each one of you got to go to Mama and Pop-Ups on your own.
Yeah.
And spend special time with them, but me and Vicky always had to go together. And then the one time I asked to go separately, I hated it because I was so bored.
Oh, you missed me, sis.
Yes, so I mean, it was definitely nice because you always had a friend, like no matter what, whether we were fighting or playing together, you know, there was always someone there.
That's a good point.
For me, it was always pretty dope. You know, I was the youngest by far, so it always came in pretty clutch for me. Always had older siblings to hook me up,
do some cool shit. Yeah, right.
Still do some cool shit, you know, go to the movies, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, I never really had any complaints. I was always grateful for it. I was always glad I had a bunch of them. Mm-hmm.
The room had no ventilation that I grew up in. The life was good now.
What you mean, no ventilation?
You guys remember
it used to be cold back there?
There was no
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Well, your first room didn't have a wall.
And then that room, that you were. Yeah, see, so, you know.
It had a nice Hawaiian wallpaper background.
We all see things from different scopes and lenses. But we're all a unit as one, so that's all that matters.
But, I mean, that makes sense why Katie would see it as always a good thing. Because being in the middle, you had kind of the best of both worlds in that sense. Because you were in the middle. Mm-hmm. So, going up and down was pretty easy. But, like, David and I are 14 years apart. So, like, that's pretty big. And I can totally understand how, as twins, you two didn't have very much autonomy. You know, you had to do everything together. I mean, mm-hmm. We used to dress you guys alike, even.
Oh, why that grown up? I remember back when I grown up.
So how has it changed, like, being an adult or even just going through life? Has, like, your outlook on siblings changed, made the same, been exemplified?
I would say it's changed for the better. I would think that I would go through things that I was experiencing alone by myself. And I realized that my siblings had the same feelings. I could talk to them about it. Like, hey, I'm struggling with this. Or I am too. Or, hey, how can I help you? And I think I go to my siblings a lot first. So I love being one of six.
Yeah, I'm glad we have a big family, to be honest. I feel sorry for people who don't.
Yeah.
Well, especially like Jenny hinted on earlier, you know, like having lost our parents, like, you know, we're all each other has now, so we definitely, like, rely on each other more. And especially like Jenny, you know, being like the oldest, like, taking on the motherly role and, you know, like, putting this together for us all to, you know, do this now. Like, it's, I think definitely, even though we're all, you know, two in Delaware, two in, you know, Atlanta, two in Florida, you know, we all still maintain our relationships. The fact that, you know, all y'all are together now, five of us were together 2 weeks ago, you know, we definitely, I don't think many families of six, especially as blended as ours is, you know, can say that.
Another good thing about having a lot of siblings, too, is that, like, even if you guys aren't, like, all don't have a lot in common, you usually have something in common with each of them or something. You all got some type of common ground, something you all guys like. So, even if you're not that close with one on something, you know, you can be cool with them about something that's like random, and that's with everybody. Right. And like people who have like just one or two siblings, if they don't have much in common, you know, they're not cool. They don't ever talk that much and stuff.
Yeah.
Spit that shit, son.
So what's your go-to? Can you say what your commonality is with your siblings?
Well, for me and you, sneakers. That's one of ours.
You call me for food tips.
Katie, that is, took over mom's spot as my food help.
Does she cut your steak?
No.
and you asked me about fashion tips.
she's trying to take it away.
Well, Katie's the one who taught me how to dress when I was in like fourth grade, so
that's
that was
right.
pretty clutch.
That's for Jenny. I'm sure Jenny has a comment about that. So Jenny thinks that she taught me how to. Well, Jenny did teach. I wouldn't say thing. Jenny did teach me how to dress, and she taught me my style. So Jenny wants David to give her props instead of me because I learned from Jenny.
No, just sometimes David will go to you and be like, "Oh, I gotta ask Katie this," and I'm like, "Well, who do you think Katie goes to get her advice?"
Just when he was like, "I could have used some help."
No.
I got no style.
There's still time, sis. There's still time.
Right.
Okay, well, that all makes sense. Did you have something to say, Jamie or Nikki? I know we did.
I think Nikki said something.
Yeah, Nikki, I thought you started to say something.
She did.
No, if I did, I forget.
Got it. But, I mean, I would agree, like, especially with us four girls in one room, and, like, as being the oldest, y'all used to get on my everlasting nerve. I can remember just wanting to go to sleep, and y'all wouldn't shut the hell up. I'd be like, can we play the quiet game? Can we?
I remember that.
That's because you can't sleep with the TV, and we had to sleep with the TV.
Right.
Like, all three of us wanted the TV on all night, but you couldn't go to sleep without it.
Yeah, it was disastrous. Four girls are never supposed to share a room. It was hard.
I still have dreams about that room and that
too.
Set of bunk beds. I slept on the top bunk. Nikki and Vicky had the bottom bunk, which was a little bigger. It was a full size. And then Jenny had a single bed on the side.
Me and Jenny shared the bottom bunk at one point, I remember.
We would switch.
Yeah.
And that's one bathroom, too. Don't forget that.
Oh, my gosh. One bathroom with six kids and mom and a dad. Like,
and sometimes we had people. Sometimes we had people staying with us. A lot of times.
No, I think about this all the time. Y'all going to crack up about this. But it relates to the shower. When I envision the bathroom, right, I don't envision eight different washcloths hanging up.
Because it wasn't.
Oh.
Exactly. That's why I'm worried. What was happening?
Yeah, hey, I was a kid.
I'm just thinking, like,
you know what's funny about that is I have a vivid memory of being at, like, what's the short, like, lady who used to, like, watch everybody and shit?
Mrs. Doles.
Yeah, I remember, like, being at her, like, daycare or whatever it was, and, like, everybody had an assigned washcloth to watch their face, and I was just like, what the fuck is going on here?
No, like, I don't remember
what? Everybody's got their own cloth?
Like, I'm trying to tell you, I tell this to people all the time, like, I don't know what was happening, but, like, when I picture the bathroom, I don't picture eight washcloths.
Well, I know we, like, took baths. It's not like we didn't clean ourselves. I just don't know what.
No, but I think we might have used the same washcloth.
No, I don't think so.
Do you remember eight washcloths?
I've had my own washcloth.
Don't get me wrong.
Well, you know there's a saying, like a meme going around saying that white people don't use washcloths.
No, we use washcloths. My point is that we each have our own.
But I think the thing was some people didn't use washcloths also. So it proves that
I use the washcloth.
I don't use one now.
I don't either.
That's what I think y'all have in common.
Ew.
Neither do I.
Oh my gosh. So three out of... I use a washcloth.
Okay. So we're 50-50.
Yes.
I use a washcloth.
Three out of
but
six.
The one you have here, Jenny, I will say, is pretty nice. I kind of want to buy the same brand for at home.
I put her on a washcloth. So I'm always leading the way. No, but that was definitely tough. Because, I mean, you had no level of privacy. Like, you may have to get in the shower with somebody or a bath with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And while you're in the shower...
I didn't even until I was 13.
Oh, say it again?
I took baths with David until I was like 12 or 13. I'm pretty sure it's illegal.
I don't know if that's
what?
If that's true.
Something you should say.
This is public, don't forget.
Can we cut that or no?
Or like, you know, being in the shower. If someone had used the bathroom, somebody was definitely in there blowing poop while you're trying to shower. There was
I remember a couple times Dad had to kick Katie out so I could go.
Katie was the worst. I think she was teaching school while she was using the bathroom or something.
But I like to take my time, and I like to take my time in the shower, too.
We just didn't have a house that was set up to take your time.
I did.
Yeah, I don't know how people live with this. Well, I mean, we only have one bathroom now, but having only one bathroom sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's rough. And now you can realize, like, how blessed, like, when you have more than one it is.
Yeah.
For real.
John and I have our own bathrooms, and I don't think we'll ever, like, be able to share a bathroom again.
Oh, yeah. Darren and I don't share a bathroom now. It's, like, my one thing. Like, I can't do it.
He gets so mad if I use his bathroom, too, because it's downstairs, and, like, I'm, like, going upstairs.
Yeah, for sure.
But I remember when Mommy lived with me, and she had her own bathroom, and she said it was, like, the first time she ever had her own bathroom because she always had kids.
Mm-hmm.
She loved it.
So, like, growing up, you know, we had a mom and dad, obviously, if we're talking about them. What are, like, some of the memories you guys, like, remember? Or, like, if you just had to pick a couple, like, your favorite childhood memories?
I remember being at Rehoboth this one time, and I really wanted to go to this 5 and 10 store and get the tiny mug that had, like, your name on it. It was, like, honestly, like, dime-sized mug. Remember, I was on the beach, and I fell asleep, like, under a towel. It was so comforting. And I woke up, and Daddy had gotten me, as a surprise, a little Victoria cup. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, it was just, he surprised me. He wanted to make sure to make me happy. Probably my favorite memory of Daddy, I would say. Mommy, I don't know. We just did so much good stuff. Mommy was always just the cool parent.
My favorite memory of Mommy was her just, her, like, her being herself, her catering to us. Mm-hmm. She just was so kind and loving. And she was a stay-at-home mom for a long time. So that kind of was her job. But even stay-at-home moms, that doesn't mean that she had to cater to us the way she did. Like, she would cook sometimes 4 or 5 different meals at dinner just to satisfy everyone and give them what they wanted. You know, she would get up and cook a grilled cheese on command.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Or French, you know,
cook a steak for her grown sons.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, cut a steak.
Or cinnamon toast. And if you wanted more, she would get right back up and cook another batch. And if you wanted more, she would get right back up and cook another batch.
She would make the best after Thanksgiving turkey sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. I just said that. Who did I just say that? I just told Jamar that. I said that was one of my favorite times about Thanksgiving and Easter and Christmas is her turkey sandwiches afterwards. But I just remember everything about her.
It's funny you said that, though, because, like, I do think it's very loving, but now as a mom I'm like,
how?
Well, not even just how, because definitely how could you do that, but, like, I think that's a big reason why, at least for me, I was so picky, because I had someone who wouldn't make me try things,
right?
Or
and
Mommy was picky, so, like, that was kind of how she was okay with it, so it kind of held me back in a way, I feel like.
I agree.
One of my favorite memories was just, like, going to the parks. Daddy would always take us to different parks and play with us, not just set us, you know, out and say, okay, go entertain yourselves,
because that's what I do,
you know. Playing kickball and football,
right.
And not just bring the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, like going to Killens Pond and all of the, you know, having aunts and uncles and grandparents who had beach places, you know, and spending time with our cousins. Like, that for me was, like, one of my favorite childhood memories. And just, like, really spending time with, as you know, our family.
Kind of hard for me to pinpoint any direct memories, to be honest.
That's okay.
When you were just talking about cooking, it reminded me, do you remember when you and Mommy had your little breakfast sandwich business?
That was my business.
What? Wait,
well,
what's
Mommy was the chef.
Yeah, but I was the one that started it.
You did. Tell about it.
Back up, what's this?
Young entrepreneur.
Yeah, I think it was $40 for something. I don't know if it was for a birthday or something. And there were a bunch of construction workers outside our house in Edgemore putting them big
like tubes underground.
Yeah, big tubes underground. And there, I don't know, I feel like there was 100 of them. They might only be like 20, but it was a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it every day. They went to, what was that place called? Jonah's?
Mm-hmm.
Jonah's,
the pizza place
for lunch. And then I guess 7-Eleven or something for breakfast. And they were eating sandwiches and the same thing for lunch. So I asked mommy, if I spend this on eggs, sausage, bacon, and bread, can you cook for me? And she did it. And I sold out every day.
Yeah, like they were working in the neighborhood for months.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What's up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he would, they were in the neighborhood for like months and mommy would cook the food and Jamie would be out there taking orders and doing whatever. And he had like a real business.
That's so cool.
And I was a kid, like I was a little kid.
You had to be like six or seven.
Yeah,
young kid.
He was.
You've always done that though. I remember you being the candy man selling the petty candy in Skyline.
Oh, yeah.
In Skyline.
Yeah, they had to do raids on us. One of us got caught.
Yeah, I remember Mr. Cross. I think Mr. Cross like suspended you or something.
They had undercover students buying candy from us.
Undercover students.
And Lala, they put us all in detention, and I told Lala that I'd pay her to go steal it out of Mr. Roof's desk. And he caught her taking it, like big bags like this. And we sold out before our homeroom every day. Like, they were doing raids and lockers. That shit was crazy.
Wow.
That was in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so surprised you don't remember that, because you used to be so scared of
the tractor. Oh,
yeah,
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, you were
that those were the people.
Maybe I was too traumatized to notice what was happening around me.
Yeah, because they, it was like a huge project where they were putting these huge.
Well, she was only three.
I know, but she was terrified.
I remember being terrified.
Yeah, she would cry like all the time.
I remember. What was your story, Dave?
Oh, in middle school, when I went to Stanton, we had these, like, school bucks type thing, and you needed them to, like, a certain amount to go on a field trip.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't, like, have enough, so mom had gave me some money as when we were at Aunt Franny's, and me and Dad had rode our bikes to Wawa, and I got, like, 4 packs of gum. And I told him what I was doing with it, and then, like, on the way home, he started, like, freaking out and shit, and he stopped me in the Bullets parking lot. And he started snapping on me. He's like, man, what the fuck are you doing with this gum and shit? I'm just like, I'm just selling it so I can get some school bucks. And he was like, man, that's how Jamie got started back in the day.
Oh, shit.
And he was like real concerned about me. And she, like, Jamie started selling candy. That's how he got started. I'm just like, what is this coming from? Like, I got 4 packs of 5 gum, dude. Like,
give me a break.
Yeah.
Take a little field trip.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to this like corn maze. I was literally trying to go to a corn maze.
He said, trust me, your brother took it to a whole other level. Take this 4 gum. Just start off with 4 packs of gum.
I mean, would you hear about that, right? Like, younger siblings paying for older siblings' sins,
right?
In that sense. But y'all reaped hella benefits off. I feel like I was literally the Rosa Parks of our family. Like,
what? Like
there
like,
were things I had to stand up for. Like, I remember going on a whole protest about getting brand name sneakers because I was fed up with not having brand name sneakers. And because of that good fight that I fought, then you guys all grew up having brand name sneakers.
Barely.
Yeah, barely.
Believe me, it was way better than what I literally remember. I was in like 8th grade maybe. Like I had to fight.
I went to Payless for all my school sneakers, so I championed. One time I had like Air Force Ones.
At the time to change that, yeah, champion you'd be.
Yeah.
Right, champions yeah, but Payless school shoes, I was so embarrassed by them.
What I also remember, and just kind of like when I tell Kaden and Sissy, right? Like I can remember us going to Burger King, and I was kind of like eating out, and we never got our own sodas. Like, and I can remember as a kid,
really?
Being like, yeah, we always had to split. Like, mm-hmm. Especially at McDonald's, Daddy would order that 2 burger and like
yeah.
a 20 nugget, and we always had to split. And it would be like, all right, who wants to go in on a drink? So like, who wants Dr. Pepper? And the 2 people who wanted Dr. Pepper would share Dr. Pepper. The 2 people who wanted Coke would share Coke. And I can remember being little and being like, you know, when I grow up, I'm going to have my own soda. Like, that was a big deal for me. Like, I'm not going to try to piecemeal a McDonald's meal together. I'm going to order whichever one I want, and that's going to be my meal.
Daddy had to save money somehow.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Now we get it.
And then imagine if it was now. Drinks and stuff is $3
uh-huh.
a piece.
Oh, for sure.
We definitely, I mean, we
my
did struggle.
But one thing I will say is my kids will never see that.
Exactly.
We did struggle, but we also had it very good. Like, we had it very good. To be a family of eight and daddy being the only one working for most of the time, we ate steak a lot. We ate steak and shrimp a lot. You know, we went to a lot of different places. I've met people in college and even after college that never left their city. And granted, we didn't. Our kids are blessed though too. My kids have already been out of the country, and
that's not even talking about Jenny's
kids. Jenny's kids definitely blessed, David. But our kids are blessed too. I mean, we had it good, but that's always the goal, you know, to give them a life somewhat better than ours.
Yeah.
But again, I appreciate our life growing up. I feel like we had it good.
I remember going to the beach with Dad, Shaq, and Nuno as a kid. I'm pretty sure it was the first time like Shaq and Nuno ever went to the beach.
It was.
And I was already like, I've already been there a couple times, you know?
Mm-hmm. See?
So like, as far as the person you are today, like what attributes can you directly tie to like, I know this is a result of this from being a kid? Like, are there certain characteristics or certain behaviors or habits?
I think I'm too.
For me.
Oh shit.
Go ahead, Nikki.
Got you here.
Like, daddy's work ethic. I definitely, like, daddy, no matter what, when got up and went to work every day, like, I definitely. So, like, I got that from daddy. But then also too, like I told Vicky this recently, I hate cleaning. And I think a lot of it has to do with the only time, because mommy was a stay-at-home mom, the only time I had to clean as a child was as a punishment. Like, so I associate cleaning with like punishment. And like, I think it literally comes back to my childhood. Like, I'm trying to get over that, but like, I just hate
her. I mean, I'll definitely say, like, what you were talking about, your work ethic, and, like, hating laziness. I feel like I definitely is a result of daddy. And our dad was, like, pretty strict compared to other parents. And, like, now, like, I so appreciate it because I feel like it's made me, you know, who I am.
Right. I would say, kind of like you said earlier, we didn't come from, you know, means. I am more frugal than I have to be. Like, I still have, like, I'm the poor mindset. So I don't splurge on stuff that I could. I'm just like, oh, like, I need money for, like, I think I'm still, like, in, like, the poverty mindset. I'm trying to get out of it, but that's definitely one thing that I would say is a negative from our childhood that I have carried into my adulthood.
That's so funny because I think I took that same thing and made the inverse to where, like, I spend everything because I'd be like, well, F that. I got it. So,
right.
Like,
right.
I make it rain on these holes just because. You
owe something. You owe something.
What about you, Jamie?
What about me?
Like, is there anything about who you are, like characteristics, behavior, like that you attribute to mommy or daddy? Like, you can definitely see a tie-in.
Yeah, I mean, positive and negative from both sides, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
But, I don't know, they showed me how to finish my life, the things that matter the most. So, but they also taught me a lesson about, when I leave, I want to make sure my kids are okay, better than they did.
Like you felt like they left?
Well, it's crazy, right after our parents died, one of my friend's dad died, they got three brothers and sisters. And her dad had a life, like, for instance, her dad had a life insurance policy, and they all got $500,000.
Well, it's
like,
fun.
Literally, like, the next month. It was just crazy, because, like, their lives are dipped, like, their life changed. Two of them took it the wrong way, like, it went for the worst. But then the one brother that was actually on drugs, he stopped doing, like, he completely stopped doing his dad. And turned that money, he's probably got over $1 million already.
It's funny, I don't know why, but Caden asked me a couple of days ago or a week ago or so, he asked me about types of insurances. He was like, Mom, what is insurance? So I explained it to him. And I was explaining different type of insurances, and we got to life insurance, and he was like, well, what's that? And I told him. And he was like, so if you pass away, will, you know, he learned that he will get some type of money allotted to him. And he was like, well, where's your money from Nana and Pop-Up? And I'm like, sheesh, like, I mean, I told him,
fair question.
Right. The honest truth was, I don't have anything. They didn't have anything to give us. But again, I'm not complaining, but that's the truth. So yeah, that makes a good point. You definitely,
that's a lesson learned from this.
Yeah, it's definitely just a good lesson.
The little small things that we all overlook can really make all the difference. Mm-hmm. We're just being prepared, and I need to learn that the most, because I'm the most off the wall. I just go off the fly.
Right, and life is short. You never know. Like, I learned that from them too. Like, Nikki, can you mute? I've learned that. You know, you expect the unexpected. Life is short, and that's why I really appreciate everything and everyone around me, close and far. You can be here 1 minute and gone the next.
Day and tomorrow definitely not be the same.
Mm-hmm. So I appreciate these times. Like Darren said, during our grace, the last two times that we got together as a family have been to celebrate good things, you know. This time, Thanksgiving, and 2 weeks ago was Nikki and John's wedding.
Woo-woo.
So we got to appreciate the little things and get together like this more often. I would say something I took back from Mommy to kind of pick up on from earlier is, and also it has to do with growing up with all of you, is my ability to get along with everyone and to make sure everyone gets along. One of Mommy's favorite saying was, can't we all just get along?
Mm-hmm. It was.
I kind of like to say that I'm like, I don't even know how to explain it, not the glue to the family, but.
You are the peacemaker.
Yes, the peacemaker. Thank you. Yeah, you don't agree?
You know, she gets, like, yeah, she's the one, she's the least likely to argue with someone.
See?
Me and Vicky don't argue.
With each other. But you argue with everybody else.
I'm actually working on it.
Well, that's good.
That is good.
I'd rather say nothing.
That's growth.
That is growth.
But Katie's the least likely, no matter who it is, to argue with someone and be in a fight or a disagreement.
Oh, I'll fight. but no, I won't argue. I don't like arguing. But yeah, I picked that up from Mommy. She always wanted to make sure everybody was happy, everybody got along, everybody was together.
I think one of the things too from Mommy that I know I got was kind of just being accepting of different people.
Mm-hmm.
And just realizing that, like, your shit don't stink, like, or don't act like your shit don't stink,
yeah.
I should say. Like, don't raise your nose up at somebody else or whatever, because everyone's really the same and nobody's better than anyone else. And I think that's a really good attribute. And I try to remember that, because sometimes I do like to get high on my own horse.
I just want to harken back on something for a second.
Well, I would like to harken back. We might have a professional podcaster over here. Are you going to do another one?
I know what I'm doing, all right.
Thanks for video.
When I was deciding what I was going to wear to the wedding, I thought about wearing dad's suit. And I was going to make a toast about what Darren said about how the last two times I wore the suit, it was to mom and dad's funeral. And mm-hmm. I was going to make a toast at the wedding if I wore it, appreciating Nikki and John for giving me a good reason to wear a suit.
Aww.
So, there goes Vicky and her all.
So why do you wear the suit?
Yeah, why don't you wear it?
It was a come as you are wedding, so I'm gonna come as I am. Which was a all black pair of retros and some gold on, you feel me?
You looked good too.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Pair of DS retros at that, if you know what that means. 2020.
Nikki, did you have anything you wanted to add about that?
No, about what? My wedding?
No, about like what you may have got from Mommy or Daddy. Like actual personality. Oh, I wasn't sure if she wanted to name something.
I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for Dad, I wouldn't be able to sling these butt lights like I do, I tell you that.
Cheers.
Cheers to that.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Sorry, Jen. We might have created a monster. So, like, thinking about that, though, like, and when you start your own family, so three of us have kids, three of us don't, are there things that you would want to do differently, or like parts where you're like, I really did see that and I want to change things, kind of like what Jamie was talking about with the life insurance?
I definitely want to be as involved as Dad was. That's why I'm always like doing stuff with the nieces and nephews, playing with them and stuff. But also, I definitely feel like I might be needed like a little bit more strict. I feel like Mom and Dad kind of got lucky. I had a good head on my shoulders, because if I didn't, I had to be willing to do whatever the hell I wanted. So, luckily for me, I knew where too far was too far.
I feel like we all did, honestly. Like, yeah, we all have pretty good common sense. You know, no one's perfect, but we all have, you know, we're all pretty smart. I feel like we get that from Mommy and Daddy, honestly.
Yeah, I think Mommy and Daddy were a good balance of Daddy was strict and Mommy was lax. Between the two of them, I think it was the perfect balance.
Right. And it like, part of it was the DNA. Like, Mommy and Daddy were pretty smart themselves. But a lot of it was also, you know, their characteristics, how they raised us.
Yes, but like for me, I know for sure, I used to always tell myself I was never going to have children until I was married and could afford them, because it always bothered me that Mommy and Daddy weren't married when I was a child. And you know, and just also too, like, not that, you know, we really struggled, but, you know, we definitely didn't have it nice. You know, we had a lot of hand-me-downs growing up, and, you know, I just wanted to make sure that I would always be ready, you know. And now that I am, you know, I'm in my 30s and I'm married, you know, I feel like now that's the next step. But that definitely did a big part in me. For a long time, I didn't want children. But now, you know, I feel like I'm ready.
So you want kids now?
Yeah, I do want children now.
Okay, good. We love nieces and nephews.
I'm not gonna lie, even as a kid, like, when I found out, like, most of my, like, friends' parents were married, that even kind of, like, messed me up a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was like, my parents aren't married.
Well, definitely, I mean, you saw what happened when Daddy died and how bad, like, it didn't mess with Mommy until Daddy was gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And how
that's honestly why John and I got married. I mean, we've been together for 17 years, you know. Marriage wasn't on the top of our priority list by any means. But I remember being in that funeral home with Mommy, and when he had to hand Katie the paperwork, I just saw the look in Mommy's eyes. I saw
she
how
was
much
hurt. She was very
hurt. Yeah, I remember that.
And she was like, "What do you mean I can't sign it? Like, that's my husband." You know, legally, you know, Delaware doesn't recognize common law marriage, and you know, legally they weren't.
I can definitely say, like, I wanted, like, because Mommy was so lax, and I know me growing up, I took advantage of that. Like, I didn't listen to what Mommy said at all. Like, I would be a wild banshee, and then Daddy would have to reel me back in. And with my own kids, like, I just always was like, I don't want this bad kid that doesn't listen to me, but listens to, you know, Dad or whatever. So, like, that was important for me.
Yeah.
Who?
My kids.
Who's fighting?
Oh, Kaden and James. Well, they ain't fighting. Kaden's supposed to be dragging them down the stairs, though.
Oh, that wasn't my kid this time.
Yeah, your kid pushed my other kid downstairs.
Cousins are going to be cousins.
Nah.
Hey, your kid better toughen up.
Ain't no toughen up. Look.
So, what do you, like, those of you guys who have kids, right? So, Jamie and Katie, and as you think about the things that you're instilling in them, like, do you often, like, hear Mommy or Daddy coming out of you? Because, like, I hear Mommy and Daddy coming out of me sometimes, like, literally things that Daddy can say. Or even pop-up, like, one of the cool things that, and it's so funny, like, you just don't think about it and then it happens. But one night when I was putting David down, it just, we were doing something, and he started acting like he was sleeping. And I was like, if this boy was really and truly asleep, and I started doing what Pop-Up would do, and like, he wouldn't feel this itsy bitsy spider. And like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, it was a memory I didn't consciously think of, but like, it just played out. And so many times I hear things that like Daddy would say or Mommy would say. Do you guys have moments like that?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, what are some of the things
I can't
remember?
I can't think of any, but...
How about you, Jamie?
I mean, I'm with my kids 4 days out of the year, so... I mean, I can fantasize about it.
Yeah, but, like, when, I'm sure there's times where it comes out, though.
I mean, I just try to be my kids, I try not to add any, like, I try not to add any pressure onto them in their already little non-complicated lives. And just not try to be their friend. I try not to be their friend, so I don't know if that's coming from mommy. I try to get them to see I'm not their friend, but I also try not to be nowhere near how daddy raised me. Because like you guys say about not having privacy, I would say I had the most privacy out of everyone because I was never around them. Or even when I was, like, I didn't have to share nothing. Mm-hmm. Dave is 10 years younger than me. I had to share nothing with nobody. Ever. I mean, we all share together, I guess, but as far as it being like, I don't know. I kind of got the best.
Yeah, but you had your own room.
Yeah, I had my own room. I mean, if it would have been any other way, I mean, I think that was strictly because of my sex.
Yeah. No, yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't the... I was the one that... I don't know. Everything was different because, you know, daddy raised us all. He raised his girls out of love, and he raised his boys out of love, too. But sometimes it was just... He could have did things differently to make my life better, but the one thing about it, from a young age, I learned to take accountability for my own actions. So instead of criticizing him or blaming him, I always learned to just accept it and move on because at the end of the day, I make my own choice. And honestly, he always gave me anything I ever wanted. So whatever I went outside and ventured on my own and came back, good or bad, that was all on me. So, but the way that they taught us about family and how the importance of family is, just always will stick with me. Because a lot of people, as I see, family ain't nothing like ours. Nothing, right? Family don't, a lot of people don't understand what family is. Like, no matter what, any six of y'all, no matter what y'all do, I only got one of y'all. Like, I only got one brother. I got 1,000 friends, associates, whatever you want to call them, whatever. And at the end of the day, we all might be like brothers and see each other as brothers, but I literally only have one brother out of every motherfucker in this world.
Amen.
So that alone holds more value than a lot of stuff. And then as far as my sisters go, we're all we got. We always been like that. And when it comes down to being tested, that's when a person will really see that. We really stick by each other. Whether it's right or wrong, whatever the case may be, we just gotta get our kids to be in a better situation than us, that's all.
Yeah, and I'll definitely say, like, out of the siblings, Jamie and Katie, you two definitely remind me of mommy the most. Like, your, how you get along with people. But then Jamie's, like, don't judge and be forgiving. Like, I mean, you'll argue with someone and you'll be a pain in the ass for sure, but you're the first one to be like...
Well, because afterwards, then I'm gonna feel bad about it because... No, that's right.
But, like, you look past things and you're able... Because daddy was hard on you because you were the only boy, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, you were probably the one who judged him the least for, like, what he was going through.
Yeah, that's true. But the worst part is, before he passed, I didn't... As much as I was always there and his go-to, I really wasn't before. And it wasn't that I was tired of it. It was just like, hey, here we go again. And, like, that bothers me to this day. Because as much as I always been there, like, I wasn't there that much. I mean, I wasn't not there. I just... wasn't there, like, I felt like I could have been there more. With mommy, not really. With mommy, I was shocked by it, but I don't know, with mommy, I don't know. I just have comfort with her being above me and next to me. So, because she was powerful down here next to me. And you can look at it both ways, just like you say, as far as it being a handicap. In a sense, the love that they taught us and everything like that is pure, and that'll always get us somewhere. But there's just certain things that, like, there was really no pressure on us at all, especially for mommy. Like, we couldn't mess, like, there was nothing, like, she never made me feel like I was ever wrong about anything.
No, she was very encouraging, very uplifting.
I feel like she did that for everybody.
Yeah.
But she owes me the most money in the world. She's been tearing me up since, oh, she probably, you too, but I'm saying she's been tearing me up since I was, since selling breakfast. For sure. Because I used to sell, I literally used to buy, like, I'm talking about sandwiches and sandwiches and sandwiches and sandwiches and sandwiches and sandwiches all day, every day. Boom, 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 boom. I don't know how long it lasts. I don't remember none of that. But them guys weren't here for months, and they got to the point to where all them construction workers loved me, and they bought every day. Every day. And she had no problem cooking it because that's what she liked doing. There ain't no telling that she was trying to talk to one of them. I ain't no telling her. She didn't say what she wants to. Dang. You just never know. You never know. Kate's like, don't say that.
I'm just laughing because you've been talking for the past 10 minutes.
Yeah, you've been talking.
And for somebody who didn't want to do this.
Yeah, I told her I had to have
I was just thinking that.
Well, actually, that's good. Keep talking. And you're doing a great job.
Because I'm about to leave.
So, I mean, no,
man,
I really
that fire's about to go out.
I do appreciate you guys getting on here and talking. Was there anything else you wanted to say about siblings or family to give you the opportunity?
I feel like, not saying that it wasn't taught, but like they didn't like kind of preach it. It was just natural. Like we always just got together. We even when we weren't living together, we had Easter dinner at Jean Lee's house.
Yeah,
we all just got together. Like, but it wasn't like them telling us, "Oh, family's the most important thing." We just naturally did it.
Hmm, that's a good point, David.
Yeah,
it was just always naturally in us.
I always too. I just think, you know, the fact that all six of us turned out, you know, great, great people. We're all successful. I mean, the six of us are a huge testament to mommy and daddy. And I'm gonna have to close that on you, but that's what I'm gonna say.
What up, John? One thing I will say though, because it's crazy, I don't know for you guys, but I give Mama and Papa almost just as much credit for me personally. Like, David can probably relate to this as much because he didn't have the same relationship I did with them. But, I don't know. I felt like they were there my whole entire life from different, like, I don't know. I don't know, like, I never lived with them. I never stayed with them extended periods of time. But I felt like the little...
with them.
Oh, did I?
As a grown-up.
Whoa, that was my childhood.
Oh, okay.
Childhood. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, I definitely want you to think about that.
Well, we could do a whole podcast on that because I definitely think you and I have a different outlook on our grandparents because we had a unique relationship.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I feel like they were always around, but I don't give them the same credit. I give mommy and daddy. Like, mommy and daddy, they put in the hard work, you know, the sweat, blood, and tears. Again, I love Mama and Papa.
I think it could be its own podcast. Would you guys get on and do another one?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the only thing with that is it would be me and you versus them. Because I know it's Katie just, didn't know, but I guess it is.
It's not a verse. It's just people have different relationships with different people. And, like, the relationships are different.
Because Katie what?
Well, they all, because you, I thought you would have felt more like that, like the older ones. Like, because they, I always remember them trying to pick me up and trying to make me feel special.
No, and again, I.
My mom, it was because of me being biracial, maybe. I don't know. But they were always, I don't know, like, I give them just as much parent figure. Not, like, I'm not saying that mommy, like, it had nothing to do with mommy and daddy. But they taught, I have as just as many lessons from them, even with them being counselors and understanding and the whole feelings of, like, trying to be a good person. That came from home and Papa for me, as far as trying to worry about the next person's feelings.
Well, that's why I think it would be interesting to do another one on that topic, because it's definitely different for each one of us.
Yeah.
That relationship and the things that you got from them.
Yeah, I would definitely do it again. I think we could do more on multiple topics. Like, Jamie, just like you guys are already talking about the relationships with our grandparents or anyone else. Also, like Jamie just mentioned, being biracial, I think we could have a topic on the racial injustice going on now and growing up. As, you know, a primarily white family, but having someone black in the family, also growing up around a lot of black people. I feel like that could be a topic. Another topic could be us going through the loss of both of our parents in less than a year. But yeah, I would do it again.
I would too.
We could go on and on about different topics.
Right.
Would you do it again, Jamie?
I think we should let our kids do it.
We can have one about kids, yeah.
No, we should let our kids do their own podcast.
Yeah, that's not bad. No, I mean, with our supervision. But you weren't feeling this whole podcast thing, so.
I'm not. I mean, I had a drink.
Okay.
Nikki, you had a drink? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I had a drink.
Nikki, would you do it again?
Oh, yeah, I would do it again. I think there's definitely lots to devour.
Devour.
digest?
David?
I'm a podcast fan. I've been listening to podcasts for several years.
Have you listened to my other podcast yet?
I have not, to be honest.
See?
You listen to it every day.
No. To be honest, I can't listen to podcasts at work anymore, so my podcasts have slowed down. So, but I like podcasts. I'm down to do it. I'm down to do it on
them. Well, check Jenny's out.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah. John, what up, bro?
Good. What up, man?
Hey. Welcome to the podcast, bro.
Yes.
That's what y'all are doing?
Welcome to the podcast, brother.
You're on record.
Welcome to the family, too, brother.
Any other comments, questions, concerns before we call this one? If you guys are up to it, I mean, you're here all weekend. We can do another one.
This is one done for this year, I guess.
Okay, yeah. I got it. We'll space them out for you.
Yeah.
And you all don't have to be on at the same time. I can bring it up and talk to you guys.
So why didn't you just let me avoid this one the first time?
Why didn't I?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to talk at least one family with all of us.
Damn right.
Jamie just has one unit. Difficult. I know. Okay. And last time, any comments, questions, concerns?
I'll just piggyback on what Jamie said. We really are lucky compared to other people in our family. A lot of my friends say, I'm jealous of your family, how close you and your siblings are. It's really cool. And I'm really grateful that we have the love that we have. As the six siblings plus our extras. That'd be husbands, girls, sons, whatever.
I want to touch on something small, but I feel like it kind of matters. Just growing up, whenever we all talked on the phone, you know, I feel like we always end our conversation on saying I love you. And yes. I don't know about y'all. Well, me and Jamie don't, because we're guys, but you know.
No, you know what? I didn't think of that, but me, you don't.
Yeah, but I mean, we live with each other.
Jenny,
so
maybe, but Jenny never did.
I don't know. I don't know if you guys ever hear
Jenny
like.
Said it's the least out of all of us.
Wait, Jamie.
I don't know if you guys ever hear other people talk to their families, and they usually don't end it.
Yeah, never.
With I love you and stuff, and I always feel kind of sorry for them.
Yeah.
Like my boy Brian, back in high school, whenever he'd call his parents, it wouldn't be any 11-minute conversation at all. I used to fuck with him about it. I used to be like, your fucking parents didn't even love you, though. It's fucked up, but they used to be like, he'd be at my house and be like, oh yeah, I'm at my friend's house. I need a ride. So I'd be like, really? Where you at? Ellesmere.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah.
I was just like, damn, bro.
That just shows our love that we have.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's just the family structure and how close we are.
Mm-hmm. And apparently, I have to do a little bit of work.
So you don't think so?
I would
maybe
say it to you, and you would say it back.
You definitely get it to me.
Hold on, you say it to me and I don't say it to you?
No, I say it to it and you say it back.
Oh.
You have to be the first to say it.
But I think you say it first sometimes.
Sometimes Jenny does say it first to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
So there was never a time where she just never did though? Or
no, there are some. Jenny's the only random one. Everybody else will definitely say it. Jenny's the only one where I might get it, I might not. But everybody else, literally all of you.
Well, see, that I think that comes with talking to each other all the time.
Yeah, that's a good point. We do talk very often. So it's okay, I just said it 10 minutes ago. Right. Do I really need to say it again?
I know if I'm talking to one of y'all and I got to call you back in a couple minutes, something came up, we probably wouldn't say it.
I
always say it too.
Okay, I'll do better.
But it is weird because me and David don't say it to each other.
Well, y'all should.
Nah, we do sometimes.
You can do better too. That's not weird.
It's
not weird.
We love each other.
Yeah, see each other all the time.
Jamie, you and I almost always say it at the same time, and then we both always say I love you too.
Yeah, me and Katie do it too.
Mm-hmm. We basically say it to each other twice every time.
But I'm just saying, there was definitely one.
Oh, I love you guys.
Yeah, oh wow.
We love you too.
We love you too, Jen.
Thank you.
Love all y'all.
Love you too. Next year, wish you were here.
Well, as my podcast is entitled, you guys really are part of the reason I smile every day. So
thanks.
First of all, that punchline.
Listen, it's corny, but it's me.
It works.
I'm corny.
It works.
Okay. So everyone, try to be someone's reason to smile today. Thank you. I'm just gonna kick the mic back on because I hung up, clicked stop rather abruptly, and they wanted to say bye themselves.
Well, now I got a little pressure on me. I don't know what to say. It was an honor. Not only an honor, but a pleasure.
And a privilege.
And a plus a privilege.
Hey, as long as it's not the one.
And I tell you what, as long as the beer is cold, I'll be here again. You know what? My first podcast I ever did, you know, I've been meaning to do one for a while.
You can do one anytime.
So I think I'll be back. And I hope I will.
Anyone else?
Cool. And I tell you what, coming this up, upcoming election in 2024, make sure you vote with your senses, all right?
Anyone else?
I will say David's ending of the whole I love you was a good way to end this good conversation, I would say.
Yeah, I think so too. Thank you, David.
Thanks for having us again, Ben.
Yep, thanks for having us, and wish I was there.
Hold on. Just to be clear, November 25th, Thursday, 2021. We're out.
Peace.